In her own way, she had put her finger right on it. We couldn't stand here all night. We couldn't, I was sure, stand here much longer at all before terrible things happened to Deborah. If they hadn't already happened. We had to go, right now. Go find him and stop him. But how did I do that with LaGuerta along for the ride? I felt like a comet with a tail I didn't want. I took a deep breath. Rita had once taken me to a New Age health awareness workshop, which had stressed the importance of deep cleansing breaths. I took one. I didn't feel any cleaner after my breath, but at least it made my brain whirl into brief action, and I realized I would have to do something I had rarely done before. Tell the truth. LaGuerta was still staring at me, waiting for an answer. I think the killer is in there, I told LaGuerta, and I think he has Officer Morgan. She watched me for a moment without moving. Okay, she said at last, and so you come stand at the fence and look in, because you love your sister so much you want to watch? Because I wanted to get in. I was looking for a way in through the fence. Because you forgot that you work for the police? Well, there it was, of course. She had actually jumped right to the real problem spot, and all by herself, too. I had no good answer for that. This whole business of telling the truth just never seems to work without some kind of awkward unpleasantness. I wanted to be sure before I made a big fuss. She nodded. Uh-huh, that's really good, she said. But I tell you what I think. Either you did something bad, or you know about it. And you're either hiding it, or you want to find it by yourself. By myself? But why would I want that? She shook her head to show how stupid that was. So you get all the credit. You and that sister of yours. Think I didn't figure that out? I told you, I'm not stupid. I'm not your slasher detective, I said, throwing myself on her mercy and now completely confident that she had even less than I did. But I think he's in there, in one of the storage boxes. She licked her lips. Why do you think that? I hesitated, but she kept her unblinking lizard stare on me. As uncomfortable as it made me, I had to tell her one more piece of truth. I nodded at the Alonzo brothers' van parked just inside the fence. That's his truck. Ha, she said, and at last she blinked. Her focus left me for a moment and seemed to wander away into some deep place. Her hair? Her makeup? Her career? I couldn't tell. But there were a lot of awkward questions a good detective might have asked here. How did I know that was his truck? How had I found it here? Why was I so sure he hadn't simply dumped the truck and gone somewhere else? But in the final analysis, LaGuerta was not a good detective. She simply nodded, licked her lips again, and said, "How are we going to find him here and all that?" Clearly, I really had underestimated her. She had gone from you to we with no visible transition. "Don't you want to call for backup?" I asked her. "This is a very dangerous man." I admit I was only needling her, but she took it very seriously. "If I don't catch this guy by myself, in 2 weeks I'm a meter maid," she said. "I got my weapon. Nobody's going to get away from me. I'll call for backup when I have him." She studied me without blinking. "And if he's not in there, I'll give them you."